Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Arcade Developers Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Jain, Chairman and Managing Director, Arcade Developers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to extend a very warm welcome to you all for Arcade Developers Limited earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and year-ended 31st March 2025. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to you all for taking the time to join us today. We have on call with us Mr. Samset Sethe, CFO, Ms. Amita Singh, CSO, Ms. Deepti Nair, Head of Marketing, and Adfactors PR, our investor relations team. We have shared our results presentation. I hope you all must have gone through it. As we navigate through today's complex global situation, I'd like to begin by acknowledging the recent challenges posed by the Indo-Pak situation. Despite these difficulties, India has demonstrated resilience and is emerging stronger and a global superpower to reckon with. Our nation's growth trajectory remains robust, with strategic alliances and recent agreements and dialogues of free trade. The recent interest rate cut by 25 basis points by RBI, and we expect further cuts in the year, will positively enhance liquidity and will boost consumption. As we move forward, our industry is well positioned for steady growth, driven by favorable economic conditions and strategic opportunities. We are optimistic about the future and committed to capitalizing on the emerging trends. Since this is our third earnings conference call, I would like our Head of Marketing, Ms. Deepti, to share a brief overview of our company before we get into our recent developments, business and financial performances for this period.
Thank you, Mr. Jain. After being established in 1986 as a real estate development company, we've garnered reputation for developing top-tier residential projects driven by our deep understanding of the market and commitment to quality. We have managed to create a niche for ourselves, being among the top 10 developers in MMR. Our strategic approach combining greenfield and redevelopment projects across Mumbai has allowed us to capture significant market share in high demand areas, especially along the eastern and western suburbs, where we have built a strong presence. Backed by a reputation for delivering projects on time, in prime locations and with exceptional quality, we continue to lead the charge in creating aspirational living spaces. In September 2024, we saw a key milestone in our growth journey as the company listed on the stock exchanges. Our IPO, which raised 410 crores through the fresh issue of 3.2 crore equity shares, was met with a robust investor interest, leading to 113 times oversubscription. This move provides us with a major platform to access bigger markets and with the help expand our business while delivering sustainable value for our stakeholders. Talking about the industry outlook, the recent report by Knight Frank shows that this sector has tremendous momentum and is accelerating in 2025. Strong sales and prices seen in the residential sector over the recent months is driving growth. Overall, the sales volumes increased 2% year-on-year during the January to March quarter of 2025. Growth was driven by key markets like Pune, Chennai and Mumbai. In fact, Mumbai saw the highest sales volume, touching just about 25,000 units during this period. Moreover, continuing the trend towards aspirational and luxury spaces, the share of sales in the 1 crore and above ticket size grew by 46% in the first quarter of this calendar year. The share was 40% in the previous year. Sales in this subcategory grew 16% year-on-year, driven by higher demand for larger living spaces and better lifestyle. If you look into the higher ticket size units, the share of the 2 to 5 crore segment, it has grown from 12% in Q1 of calendar year 24 to 16% in the Q1 of calendar year 25. There is a clear trend towards higher category units among home buyers, which is in line with our focus on premium spaces. We see a lot of scope in the Mumbai market, both in terms of greenfield, especially in the outskirts, and in terms of redevelopment opportunities. For instance, as for real estate industry body, MCHR CREDAI, more than 25,000 buildings in MMR are eligible for redevelopment worth about 30,000 crores. With Mumbai's unparalleled connectivity, robust infrastructure, and thriving luxury real estate market, we stand at the cusp of tremendous opportunities. As a key player in the MMR, we are confident in our ability to contribute to and benefit from this positive trajectory. We continue demand for luxury homes in MMR. We are well positioned to capitalize on the market's growth and remain optimistic about the ongoing fiscal year. I would now like to hand back the mic to our chairman, Mr. Amit Jain, to take us through the developments and other highlights, please.
Thank you. So the last quarter has been a significant one for Arcade Developers as we continue to build on our momentum and scale new heights in the MMR. This year we've seen the highest ever pre-sales standing at 773 crores, a growth of 20% year-on-year basis, followed by a collection of 716 crore, a growth of 22% year-on-year, and area sold of 2.5 lakh square feet, again an increase of 23%. These numbers showcase a strong operational excellence and outlook. In line with our strategic focus on premium housing and deeper market penetration, we have made considerable progress on the redevelopment front. We recently acquired a prominent 4-acre land parcel in Goregaon West, currently leased to Filmistan Private Limited. The acquisition opens up tremendous development potential on a sought-after location, reinforcing our long-term vision for Western market. The development marks our foray into the uber luxury segment, designed to have 3, 4, and 5 bedroom residences and penthouses for the evolved customers. Our commitment to cluster development also remains strong. We have signed key redevelopment agreements in Borivali West and Malad West, both of which are yet to play a pivotal role in driving our growth forward. These have estimated GDVs of 850 crore and 750 crore respectively. Moreover, also we have secured one of our largest redevelopment projects to date, a 6.5-acre land parcel in Anand Nagar, Daisar, with a GDV estimate of 1,700 crores. What continues to set us apart is our focus on delivering projects before time, stakeholders, but also helps reduce rentals and other costs in redevelopment. It's always been one of our strongest commitments. Track record, which in and makes Arcade a reliable name in the industry. Looking ahead, we are poised for accelerated growth driven by strategic expansion, high potential redevelopment, and future-ready greenfield projects. Our focus remains sharp to build sustainably, execute with discipline, and create lasting values forever. I would now like to hand it over to Mr. Samsted, our CFO, who will take you through our financial performance for this period.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. I will brief you all about the consolidated financial numbers for the fourth quarter and full year. Our revenue for Q4 FY25 stood at 134 crores as against 123 crores in Q4 FY24. growing 9% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter stands at Rs. 46 crores as against Rs. 27 crores in Q4 FY24, registering 65% growth on year-on-year basis. The EBITDA margin for Q4 FY25 stands at 34% versus 22% in Q4 FY24. The profit after tax stands at Rs. 33 crores against Rs. 20 crores in Q4 FY24, registering 70% growth on year-on-year basis. The PAT margin for Q4 FY25 stands at 25% against 16% in Q4 FY24. Coming to the full year FY25 numbers, consolidated revenue for FY25 was Rs. 695 crores vis-a-vis Rs. 636 crores in FY24, registering a growth of 9%. The EBITDA for this year stands at Rs. 206 crores as against Rs. 167 crores in previous financial year, registering a growth of 23% on year-on-year basis. The EBITDA margin for FY25 came in at 30% versus 26% in FY24. Profit after tax stands at Rs. 157 crores against 123 crores, growing at 28% on year-on-year basis. The PAT margin for FY25 was 22% vis-a-vis 19% in FY24. Now, speaking of some of the key operational highlights for the quarter, during this quarter, we achieved pre-sales worth Rs. 217 crores, a growth of 11% year-on-year basis. The area sold during the quarter increased 9% year-on-year to 70,000 square feet. Collection for Q4 FY25 stood at Rs. 238 crores, having growth of 35% year-on-year. That's all from our side. We can now open the floor for...
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Heet Parikh from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the launch pipeline. So how is the launch pipeline looking for FY26? And secondly, how is the existing inventory at our four projects where OC has already been received? What are the number of units there and the value of the inventory still pending to be sold? Thank you.
For this year, financial year 26, we are looking at four launches. We have Filmistan, which is our biggest acquired project to be launched this year. And we have three redevelopment projects also in pipeline, which we wish to launch this year. One is in Santa Cruz, one is in Goregaon West, and the third one is in Malad West. So four launches, then the cumulative top line would be 3,500 to 4,000 crore estimated. Coming back to second part of your question, unsold inventory in four occupation obtained projects. So we have, 11 or 12 units valuing around 70 crores, which is unsold and which we are expecting to be sold very soon, in a couple of months. Yeah.
Yeah, that answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Paras Chedda from Purple One Vertex Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I was just trying to understand a couple of questions, sir. Our execution in, you know, March 24 was almost, you know, triple that of 2023. However, in general, on execution for March 25 has been 10% higher versus 3x. So, you know, I mean, in that context, I mean, first of all, why was it execution growth limited? And what do you expect for FY26 and 27 now, and the efficiency has now improved. I can see the EBITDA margin has gone up quite substantially. Is that sustainable, or about mid-20s is what best we should take it as a long-term EBITDA margin?
So coming to your first part of your question, 24 we launched 4 new projects. And our accounting method is percentage completion method. So only after we complete 25% of expenses of the construction part, we recognize the revenue of those projects. So in 24, the increase was more because we recognized 4 new upcoming projects, and which was not the case in the preceding year.
Right.
And the second part is the percentage profit margins have increased from 19% to 22% this year. So we are trying to maintain good margins. Our margin, profit margins are amongst the best in the industry. PAT of 22% is amongst the best, and we strive and manage the same going forward also.
Sir, EBITDA margins I was talking about, which is 33%.
Yeah, I was talking about profit after tax.
Yeah. But I was talking about the EBITDA margin. So is that sustainable, or broadly mid-20s is what one should?
So if you see over the past 5 years, you'll see our figures to be in and around that range only. So we strive to maintain that, and hopefully we should be able to maintain it going forward also.
Okay. The last query from us is the total development value of 6,790. Is executable in your opinion over what frame of over time frame?
Say over a horizon of 5 years, we can look at achieving this figure.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir. Come back.
Yeah, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anurag Hitesh from Jairam Stockbrokers. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Thank you so much for the presentation. So my first question is, why isn't the management aggressive on other cities of India, like tier 2 cities? Why is so much into Mumbai only?
Because we have a lot of work opportunities in Mumbai, our home ground, where we are able to do better justice. There is a lot of immense potential. In fact, people from rest of the cities are eyeing to come in Mumbai, because of the potential in Mumbai. We have DLF come in Mumbai from Gurgaon. We have Prestige come in Mumbai from Bangalore. We have Shobha coming in Mumbai. Purvankara is in Mumbai. Because there is immense potential, we are yet at a baby stage. Like, there is a lot to do, and you can always do better justice at your home ground. So we are cautious, aggressive, I would say.
Okay. So, sir, there are more than 2,000 buildings currently in line, like in Mumbai. And there are so many developers, as you mentioned as well. So how do you see yourself competing with them? And what is the unique selling point of Arcade?
The consistency is the unique selling point. Consistently delivering over past 4 decades, more than 5,000 plus units delivered without any litigation, without any stalled project, and all the projects up to the last unit is having occupation in stage. So consistency is the key differentiator, and our micro market presence says it all, you know. The delivery on time, which is the biggest concern for a buyer. He'll be okay with one or two fancy amenities here and there, but his possession on time is the biggest differentiator, and we give our possession before time, and that is only possible because we understand our business in and out. Our project launches, which are always only when we have full approvals in place, the cash flow closure, the financial closure of the project, everything is taken care of before taking money for bookings. And once we take the bookings, the buyer is 100% sure of timely possession. And that is the big differentiator, consistency and delivery.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Majid Ahmed from Tradewalk Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Very good set of numbers, sir. So my first question is, sir, what is the going forward pre-sales guidance for FY26? And second to that is, what is the guidance in terms of GDV addition going forward for this year, sir, and numbers you can.
So we'll always try to have a healthy growth. If you look at our past, we have had a CAGR of 20% over the past, not only few years, but over past few decades also. And we'll try to maintain the same going forward also. It won't be appropriate to give any precise number for the same, but we have been growing and we continue to grow. We have a good inventory of unsold goods. We have good numbers of ongoing projects. And with those itself, we are confident of maintaining a positive growth next year as well. And GDV is like, say, so far as the business development is concerned, it is an ongoing process. You know, you keep on scouting for new projects and you're able to add good number of projects more than what you've done the preceding year. So that is an ongoing process. Very difficult to predict numbers, you know, like it would be more of like a number prediction game. So we'll avoid that, but we are looking at healthy growth.
If you can give me like a ballpark number, what is that healthy growth percentage?
I have given you an indication that we've had a CAGR of 20% over past few decades. So that is...
Okay. You're going to maintain this minimum growth rate?
Yeah, we definitely wish to maintain beat also.
Okay. Fine, sir. And second, how do you see like just a follow-up question on the earlier participant who asked on competitive intensity. But you know, there are the area you are there are multiple players. But again, apart from the timely submission, like how are you trying to build a brand? Like what type of activity you are trying to build the brand?
So if you notice, sir, our margins are more than what is there in the industry average. That is possible only because we get a premium for our inventory. And getting premium is possible only if you are a brand. So it is already proven that you are a brand. So, and because you are a brand, you are able to get premium. And because you are getting premium, you are able to make healthy margin. All the micro markets, so you are among the top three players who is getting the maximum rate in the micro market. So barring maybe first or second, you are third in the micro market where there are 30-50 developers present.
Got it. Sir, are you like into the redevelopment projects as well? Or?
We are also into redevelopment, but we are primarily a land developer and we are also into redevelopment.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks to all the
very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Sagar, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there is no response, we will move on to the next question. It's from the line of Paras Chidda from Purple One Vertex. Please go ahead.
Sir, my understanding was that this Malad project has got stalled for some claims, etc. Now, just wanted to understand the status on that. That was one. And secondly, now we've got quite a bit of cash still in hand. And... So do you think for your future projects, would you need to sort of go for working capital or this is enough for the current GDV that is being, you know, proposed or at least that is under construction?
So first part to your question is that none of our projects is stalled. Forget Malad. None of our projects is stalled, just for your information. and everything is in smoothly process of approvals, and I've mentioned it that we target to launch also this year Malad project. And the second part is that having a cash reserve is always a healthy sign, and it helps you have good cash flows for your ongoing project. And we'll be able to maintain our project cash flows with the sales velocity and the sales cash flow. And if need be, we are open to taking construction finances as and when required. But we are hopeful that we'll be able, we have always been good with our management of cash flows, and so will be the case in future.
Okay. So when do you intend to launch the Malad project?
This year only. Very difficult to pinpoint the exact month, but this year, this financial year.
Quarter-wise?
Say towards the last quarter.
FY26, you mean to
say? Yes.
Okay, so basically early next year.
Yeah, early next year.
Okay. And so this last query for my end, there is this inventory that has shot up, nearly doubled. So that I believe is under construction status. Yes, can you elaborate a little bit on that for my better understanding?
No, so which has always been the case, because the demand is also growing. You know, this is, even if we go back a decade back, like it's been like close to three decades that now I'm into real estate, and the inventory has always been on the incremental side, you know, and there is always a set of people who will be pessimist or who will say ki inventory bahut hai, abhi kya hoga, inventory bahut hai, but the supply has always outbeaten the inventory. The per head consumption of real estate has increased. Like earlier there used to be more people staying in a 700 square feet apartment, and then now there are lesser people staying in 1700 square feet apartments. Per capita consumption of real estate has gone up, and people want newer and better projects to stay in with amenities. So the requirement is always there.
No, I understand real estate is in quite a strong cycle. So just two queries, I don't know if there is time. One is just for my understanding, sir, I mean, I'm new to this real estate business in general, but trying to understand what proportion of this inventory would be unsold. Is it a fair way to look at it?
No, so we completed four projects last year, and we are having less than 5% of the inventory that is available in those four projects. More than 95% is already sold. So with good developers and good projects, by the time you get an occupation, you are always fully sold. Unless otherwise you don't want to sell.
Right. And sir, just, you know, I mean, everywhere around, at least, you know, what we see in Mumbai is there is huge redevelopment that is ongoing. What is your outlook on real estate, you know, general prices next, you know, let's say 3-4 years down the line?
Very strong.
There is huge amount of redevelopment activity that we see around, and that's the reason I, you know.
Huge amount of demand also.
Okay.
Huge amount of demand also, you know. People coming in from rest of India to Mumbai, that is huge, and people wanting bigger and better homes. People ready and willing to take home loans for a tenure of 15 to 20 years. The attractive interest rates at which the home loans are available, the dual income family structure which makes them eligible for a bigger amount of home loan. All of these factors combined will make it very interesting.
So real estate prices are, your outlook would be, prices would be stable even 3 years down the line, more or less.
So pricing is subject to many factors, but historically it's always been on the upswing. You know, barring interim falls, maybe it's always been on the upswing. And if there are recessions, then those recessions will not affect real estate alone. It will affect land, which is the raw material. It will affect everything. So everything will be hand in hand. If there is a fall in real estate prices, then the cement and steel prices will also fall, which will get your construction cost downwards. Then the land prices will also fall, which will get your raw material of land prices downwards. You know, it will not be only alone ki real estate gir gaya aur baki sab upar hai.
Understood.
So your margins of value addition, we are concerned with the margins of value addition from a land piece to a house, you know. So the margins will be there. The value addition margins cannot go anywhere.
Right. Understood. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Sharma. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So I have a couple of questions. My first one is that, you know, with our growing pipeline of redevelopment projects, how do we see our margins panning out in these projects?
And second part?
And, you know, what kind of margins are we, you know, expecting from the greenfield projects that we have or will be doing in the Goregaon land parcel?
So, with the increase in competition, the first part you said, like, the margin may go down a little, but there will always be room enough for everyone. So a branded developer will manage to get a buyer who wants to deal with him and who's ready and willing to pay that added premium for the brand. Just like any consumer product, say a cell phone, you have a cell phone available, a smartphone from, say, 10,000 to 1 lakh rupee, and there is scope enough for everyone. And the costliest mobile phone that we have is having the highest cash reserve by any company on earth. So it is not like anything that's expensive won't make margin. Matlab, there is a buyer for everything. So if there are more players, there are players who are ready to pay premium also. So the margins can be intact if you are able to add that value addition to your product and be a differentiator for your buyer. So you just keep on adding value and you'll get margins.
Okay. Okay, sir. And sir, lastly, you know, what is our overall GDV under execution right now? And the target GDV over the next 2 to 3 years?
So under execution is 2,000 crore plus. And as mentioned in a call, like, in this call only, like, the in pipeline figure is around 6,700 or something.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shrisat Vermani. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So, Amit, thanks a lot for a good set of numbers. And I guess in the last time you had to call back, you have built a fantastic real estate business, one of the best. The balance sheet.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Can you use your handset, please?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Okay. So, Amit, I was saying you have built one of the best real estate businesses in the country, at least definitely in the Mumbai region, amongst the ones you have evaluated. So congratulations on building a good business. I have three questions. First, on the growth prospects, second, on the inventory, and third, on the cash and the debt balances. On the growth prospects, in the last call, you said you will be able to do a 10,000 crore rupees cumulative revenue with a 20% tax, so broadly 2,000 crore rupees of PAT in the next 5-year time horizon. How does that stand right now? Are there any changes in that assumption, or it's still the same view?
So we are still working towards the same, and as of date, everything is intact. Everything is in place.
Okay. Excellent. So if you see, you already have 2,000 crore rupees of stock in the pipeline, but pipeline as in under construction, but contracted one is around 6,700 crore. So, so I assume you will be able to get more land parcels in the time going forward to be able to complete the 10,000 crore rupees target.
Yes, hopefully, if all goes well, which should be the case.
Okay, excellent. So in that context, just a quick question. How does the land parcel acquisition work? From whom do you acquire this land? And how long would a process take for you to acquire either a redevelopment land or a greenfield? Could you please talk something on those lines and how the payment is made?
So normally it takes, the land is bought from the landowner. You know, there were many bungalows, many factories, and many greenfield also in MMR region, which are owned by individuals, families and corporates, and they are vendors for the land. And normally once the handshake happens, it takes on an average maybe around a year to close the transaction basis the due diligence and the title search and all the processes involved, the CPs of the condition precedence for the transaction. If there is a factory running, it needs to be closed, labor NOC needs to be obtained. So on an average maybe a year from handshake it takes to close the transaction. And so is the case with the society. Society redevelopment also, once you get an LOI, then we need to close the development agreement and obtain approval, which also takes on an average a year, after which the society vacates. And the money is...
Okay, and the amount is transferred...
in terms of the transaction, which vary on transaction to transaction basis. Society normally, when it vacates, we pay them rent. And the corpus is paid at various stages,
Got you. Thanks for this explanation. Second question was on the terms of inventory. If I say around 900 crore rupees of inventory sitting in the books, can you please help me understand what proportion of this inventory is under the construction and what proportion is the fully built out flats?
Come again, like...
Around 900 crore rupees of inventory sitting in the balance sheet right now.
Yeah.
So what percentage of that is fully built out flats and what percentage is under construction?
Okay. So out of 900 crore, I'll hand over to my CFO who will give you the breakup. We have part cash in hand, part in newly acquired projects and part in ongoing projects.
So out of that 900 crores, 45 crores is inventory for the OC received project. We received OC for 4 projects during the current year. So finished goods inventory is about 45 crores. We have started recognizing the revenue during current year for 2 more projects, that is Arcade Pearl and Arcade Eden. So inventory for those 2 projects is 85 crores. Then 175 crores is lying in inventory, what we paid for the Filmistan line.
Okay.
Okay, and the balance inventory is basically for the other projects, which is Arcade Nest, Arcade Rare, and Arcade Vistas and Views, which we haven't yet started recognizing the revenue because that 25% threshold is not yet met.
Got you. That does make sense. So you are saying broadly the initial buckets that you mentioned are around 250 crores. By when can we expect this to be fully sold out?
This 100 and so during first 6 months, 250. Which one you are referring? Sorry.
You mentioned about 45 plus around. So first three components that you mentioned, right?
Yeah. If so 45 crore. The finished goods inventory we plan to sell it in a quarter, three to four months, and balance Pearl and Eden in a year's time. And balance inventory for the other project which is here to start recognition will take about 2 to 2.5 years.
Got you. And the third question was on the cash and the debt balance. If I see debt has slightly increased in this balance sheet to around 50 crore rupees of additional debt coming into a long-term liability. But obviously you remain a negative kind of net debt component, that's totally fine. But do you think there will be a risk of you loading more debt on your balance sheet in the time going forward as you do more reconstruction and more new development, given that your IPO cash is near exhaustion too? So what is the roadmap for the manager to take on debt, then how would they make the decision? Are they going to be using their internal cash flow to finance future development, or are they going to load up more debt and get into maybe more vulnerable situations with which they have prevented them so far?
So cash on balance sheet, you might have seen that 110 crores is lying in our FD, which is cash and bank balance. Then another 120 crores you'll find that it is mutual fund, which is the current investment. So this will help us to run the show construction. But if need arises, we'll look for the construction finance for a shorter period, which Amit sir has already explained earlier.
Yeah, but are you planning to take construction finance significantly more, let's say, of 500 crore, 600 crore rupees under construction finance, or would that be under maybe 100 or 200?
No, that won't require, because you know even from the current projects we are generating a good cash flow.
Okay. So, what is the maximum level of debt to EBITDA ratio that we can expect the management to be comfortable with?
It depends. I mean, it as need arises. But as I'm telling you, that won't be the long-term debt. You know, construction finance for a shorter period, which won't sit in our balance sheet for a long time.
Okay. Can you put any number? What is the maximum that you're willing to go?
Again, I'm telling you that it's difficult because it depends on the scenario. And we are pretty much confident that we may not require to take much debt. Looking at the investments, what we have, the IPO funds, what we have, and the strong cash flow from the whatever inventory we have sold.
Got you. So now a final question is, what are the new projects that are coming up for sale in this year, and what is the guidance of management for revenues of FY26?
Hi, this is Amita. So the project that we are looking and we are targeting for this year is in the chronological order. It will start from Gorega West, then Malad, Filmistan, and Maheshwar Nivas. And the timelines that we are looking for is in this, maybe after festive season. We are not that keen to launch any project during the monsoon. We don't want that wash of things. So we are planning and targeting.
That makes sense.
Correct.
Okay, and guidance for FY26?
No, as I said, we don't want to give any guidance, but we are sure that we will keep a growth of 20-25% year on year.
Okay, both in the top and in the bottom.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Amit. I'm here again. Nice talking to you. Thank you. That's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Paras Chidda. Please go ahead.
Just for the sake of simplicity, out of this 900 crore inventory, how much can, from a clear understanding, how much can be monetized within, let's say, the next 6 months, and what bucket will fall beyond that?
So the completed project, which is 45 crores, will be monetized in next 3-4 months. That I have cleared. Okay. Then for Filmistan, obviously the project launch will happen towards the end of this financial year. So that will take time. But the other inventory is for sale.
Okay. Other inventory will be how much, sir?
So 175 plus 45 is 210. So balance inventory is for sale. And we are pretty sure that we'll maintain the growth to what we have maintained till now.
So, sorry, the 45 is available for sale outright, and Filmistan will be, of course, only after the launch.
Yeah.
So, after what is that balance inventory that will be available for sale inside? I mean, the quantum?
So, 45, so 210, the total to Filmistan and OC Resources.
Right. So, the balance 600 crores, is it? Hello?
So the balance inventory is for sale, available for sale.
This will be 600 to 700 crores.
Yeah, the balance. Out of 900, if you remove 210, obviously, this is cost incurred till date. What is lying in inventory, 900 crores, cost incurred till date. The actual value of this inventory is 1500 crores, which is for sale.
No, I understand. Just for the sake of clarity, so out of this, and I understand there is a market value on this, but just, you know, what can be monetized within 6 months, more or less, and what will go beyond, or can go beyond, let's put it that way.
No, what is the question, actually, if you can repeat
Again, you know, forgive me, I'm new to the industry, just there is this inventory, 900 crores.
So I was just trying to understand.
900 crore is the capital. It is 900 crore.
It is what we spent.
At cost, yeah. Yeah, understood. At cost. And there is certain market value on that. Right? I'm just trying to understand of this block of inventory, in the next 6 months, what is immediately, what can be monetized within only the next 6 months?
So our revenue for the last year, for year 25, has been 775. Very difficult to predict it going forward, but assuming a growth of 20%, which we've been achieving for the past, the top line should be close to, say, 950,000, and out of which, if you say, on a pro rata basis, it should be half for 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, 400 to 500 crore. But it is very difficult to
broad number, precise
thing.
Yeah, it's subject to a lot of factors. No, I understand.
We should... there is a disclaimer, it should not be taken as any guideline.
I understand. That's a ballpark benchmark thing. Okay. And just one more thing, sir. What net debt to equity are we, as a peak, are we looking to cap ourselves at? So for now, our debt is very, very comfortable. The net debt I'm talking about. But, projects progresses and you might need working capital, etc. What net debt to equity, peak net debt to equity are you looking at?
We are sensitive to taking debt only, so there is nothing called as a comfortable figure. Like, only if we need an SOS situation where we are required to take debt, we will consider it. But as on now, we are very sensitive towards taking debt. So we have not even thought of taking debt. So forget the ratio.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
The next question is from the line of Sagar Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello,
yeah, you are.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Just a few basic questions, as I'm new to the company. So I just wanted to know the, you know, sales or revenue expectation new project that you have, that is Arcade Rare, Arcade Stars and all those projects. What is the revenue expectation do you see for the financial year 26? That is the first one. And second one, can you elaborate more on the redevelopment project that you mentioned? That is this Dahisar project you have got. Yes, sir.
So Arcade Nest and Arcade Rare, you want the revenue potential is combined close to 1400 crore. So
revenue expectation from 26, right?
26, it's difficult to give you project-wise, but consolidated basis,
You can provide consolidated as well.
Yeah, better. We will try and achieve 20% CAGR on a year-on-year basis.
Okay. And about this Dahisar redevelopment project,
six plus acre land parcel size of the cluster of societies that we have undertaken for redevelopment. And we'll be coming up with high rises in it. It is going to be a luxury project having list loaded of amenities, like, because of a bigger land size parcel.
And when will it start, like, when will it be, like, construction phase and all will start?
But we are having it in this project coming up in the next year. We don't have this project lined up for this year.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be a mixed user, a combination of resi and commercial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's close to Anand Nagar metro station is all I can share information with you.
And just a follow-up question, what earlier participant asked about the your existence in the MM region, like Mumbai metropolitan region. Do you want to move within the Maharashtra, like Pune or Bangalore, looking at the saturation of the Mumbai region?
As of now, we are focusing only on MMR.
Oh, okay, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. That's it, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Jain for closing comments.
So I thank the entire team of Arcade Developers for their efforts, hard work and dedication which drives the company forward through various market conditions. Also, I appreciate all of you for taking the time to participate in our conference call. Please do get in touch with our investor relations teams for any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Arcade Developers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.